Come ye to the marriage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What came in today? There's another marriage invitation, a pressing one. The king making a marriage for his son. So, are you going to the wedding? What are you going to wear? It's all about clothing today in the Mass. From the beginning of the epistle, this is the sense of it, there must be a renewal, St. Paul writes, in your inner life. You must be clothed in a new self, created in God's image. To the end, the terrible ending of today's gospel, the king is moving among the tables, greeting his guests at the reception. And there's one that stands out. He never bothered to put on something decent, his Sunday best, even though St. Augustine says the palace provides it. Friend, he says, didst thou not put on a wedding garment? The wedding garment, what does that stand for? It stands for, again, St. Augustine, love from a pure heart and a clean, clear conscience and genuine faith. And friend, that's a giveaway. Whenever our Lord calls somebody friend, it's a reproach because he hasn't been one. They say, well, he said these words in the original story, he was eyeing Judas, the betrayer. It matters how you dress. We're creatures of body and soul. It's all caught up with symbolism and with reality. Now, all of these wedding parables, there are four, I think, at first glance, were about the Jews, Jews versus Gentiles. That's us. We're the highways and the byways folk, let in later, second round, second seating, second table, I suppose. But the Jews and their religion, the Old Testament, they're no more. They killed the Messiah, their Savior. Their city was destroyed. We are the new and the true Israel. But it's the same old story. The other week in Argentina, I met a fine young priest from Brazil, 5 years ordained. He had just left the Pius X Society and is joining us, our priests. And we got to talking, as priests will, to compare notes. And even though there are many differences, surely, between life in South America and in the United States, there are these similarities for traditional Catholics. He told me that his people dressed modestly, for the most part, for Mass, and ladies would wear a dress, but like everybody else, come Monday morning, pants are the order of the day, and the dress for Sunday is a kind of a uniform or a costume one wears only for the occasion of church. But it's not even that way now. In Argentina, which was formerly a great Catholic country, all women wear only pants, period. In the traditional world down there, they say what happened is that the local patriarch of a very large, powerful Pius X Society family decreed that dresses were no longer necessary, and out they went, like the Friday abstinence in Walton, and you're just not going to get the genie back in the bottle. It's hamburgers for lunch if it's Friday. Father Leandro's experiences, furthermore, down in Brazil, are almost the same as ours in Cincinnati, Ohio. That is to say, the pioneers, the founders, the first generation are gone or going now. If you're in that first generation, please don't be in any hurry, however, to depart. I think we need you still. And you're leaving behind the children and the grandchildren, but they never knew the battle just to find the marriage feast, the mass. And when they entered in, well, there wasn't any question. There was no problem. Of course, they wore the wedding garment. Well, today, the faith is sort of passed on, but the fervor has often passed away. Oh, they'll come sometimes, keep up appearances to please the family, to maintain some church connection, you never know, could be useful, or maybe to salve the conscience. But if you can eat meat any Friday you want to, and dress or undress quite as you please come Monday, the logic of it, why worry about Sunday? Oh, there's still that day of weeping and of gnashing of teeth, that some day. The invited guests in the parable today refuse to come. Why? Why, it's because of work. They're busy with the farm, don't you know, and with merchandise that has to be organized and put up for sale and the rest of it. People today refuse to come to church on Sunday because of play, sports, some activity, relaxing, no activity at all. But probably we do enough relaxing in our lives, in our American culture. I think we need to work rather on our reaction time. Things are moving pretty fast, or hadn't you noticed? You need to react. 2 years ago, when I visited Argentina, the ladies were mostly trousered in the chapel, but now it's tights or toreadors. And they seem as pious as ever, I must say. The kids, the boys, the girls, pouring themselves into jeans, how they manage, I don't know. But look, everything today is unnatural. From marriage, Supreme Court and the rest, to the fact that you get to choose your identity and your bathroom and the rest of it, male or female or both. And some schools in England now are allowing boys to wear skirts if they choose, because don't you know we must be gender neutral. I learned this past week that even wood is unnatural anymore. It's genetically modified trees that provide much of the lumber. They say they grow faster, but the product only lasts a few years before rotting away. Exactly. The devil, St. Paul says today, he's doing a good enough job. Why help him out? Why give place to him? The devil, he's proud of his handiwork, and he shows his hand. He's letting us see the end game. Must you play along? Isn't it time we took a knee, or better, two, in adoration this coming weekend? Isn't it time we restored the natural, at least amongst ourselves, I mean men like men, as they say, and women like women, and modesty, because modesty, believe it or not, is a natural virtue. Because if we can manage to restore the natural, it would give us some hope for the supernatural when this life is over. And that's the point of the marriage feast, the Mass, and the church. Are you going? What are you going to wear? Well, clothed in the new self, remember, clothed with Christ. Can you imagine Jesus poured into jeans? Can you imagine Mary making an appearance in heels and a striking set of slacks? Seriously? Think on it. Clothe yourself with a new mind, with a new attitude, with the old principles, because they never change. First, clothing is intended to conceal and not to reveal. It is meant to bring honor to God, to his house, but including your own body, which is the Holy Ghost's temple. And for the married, to bring honor and not shame to your spouse. Secondly, the wedding garment, Aquinas says this, represents true charity. Does your clothing? How charitable is it to draw attention to your body parts that may be terribly interesting to somebody else, and to do it for the sake of fashion, for vanity? Or is it temptation? Be a Christian in modest, low-key fashions, not a show-off. And don't be a spineless follower of this world and its crowd. Follow Christ. That's the idea. Stand up for something. Resist the revolution which is now at the doors, all around you. Get rid of the pants, ladies, at long last. Throw away the immodest dress. It's about time. You're not one of them, I think. Else why would you be here? Why should you look like them? Are you afraid? Are you going in disguise? Be an everyday Christian. Look like one. And who thought you'd ever hear this in church? Be a Sunday Catholic. You know what I mean. Friday night, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the miracle of the sun. There were different counts, but I figure that fully one-third of our parish turned out, candle in hand, to accompany Our Lady of Fatima for our final rosary procession. And I was very proud of you that you sacrificed that evening. And some of you came from so far, and in spite of horrendous Friday afternoon traffic. But then on Saturday, I got to worrying in the morning. Wait a minute. Was I competing with myself? They've done their time. They've made the marriage, for October anyway. What about this Friday? What's going to happen to 40 hours? The king's calling around. His servants are. There's another invitation out there. Who will come? Are you going? You will come. Now that you've got something to wear, clothed in the new self, I mean, with St. Paul, Mary has freshly outfitted you this October with Jesus That's what the rosary does. That love, St. Paul says, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Are you going to the feast? What are you going to wear? God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.